off my gift. I hope it's something that exposes my midriff. I don't think I know exactly what it is, but to impress me, you don't get too many chances. 'Cause I'm just a girl next to a Christmas tree. It's the holidays, so you better treat me.
Hey.
What up?
Hi, Gina.
Guys, hey, let's sing the song, dude.
Gina, can I just ask you guys something really fast?
All right, it's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
She is so bummed.
Big Christmas party's happening at KLSX. What's up with you?
Can I just ask you something?
Mom.
Do you guys like that song that we're listening to?
Yeah.
Yes, very much. Yeah. That's why we play
Guess
it.
Guess what? It's you, right?
That was me.
I know. You're the
I
best.
Know that was you, and we play
You're
it like a
child.
Lot.
This like, sounds like what's somebody, right?
It does, but it's you.
Now, let's prove it's you. Can you sing a little of him?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I can sing the Christmas version, but
just
I can
sing whatever you
any
want.
Version.
Anything you can at this point.
Okay, ready? This is for Frank. Frank Army! All right, ready? Sorry, I'm not home right now. I'm walking in the spider web, but leave a message and I'll call you back.
All right.
Hey, guys, is Gina
Frank
in there?
Army!
Look, he's doing the Frank the Tank out there.
Oh, God, she's screaming Frank Army.
Frank
is she right?
Army.
Hey, guys,
all
is
right,
Gina
right,
in there?
Please.
We need her on the stage.
Yeah, she's coming out now.
Hey, Gina.
Frank Army.
You guys, you got to come out here.
Frank
we got another
Army!
Song. You're on.
Oh, all right, where's Silver?
Silver's ready to go, actually.
Hey, all boss. Right,
put him on. Let's go. All right, Jack Silver's State of the State a speech.
Here you
go.
Attention, please. Jack Silver, program director of 97.1 Free FM. Time for my annual State of the Station speech as part of the Big Holiday promotion or the Big Holiday broadcast with Conway and Whitman. First, everyone, raise a toast.
Comes off
as
the tongue
usual,
so easy,
I'm,
huh?
I'm doing the combo meal. I've got the tequila shot and the beer. So here's to the girls that we love. Here's to the girls that love us. If the girls that we love aren't the girls that are with us, here's to us.
You dumped that?
Drink up.
Oh, geez, breaking glasses.
I got it. Don't worry.
Ah, good booze. I don't want to spend too much time on up here on the stage this time. I've got the Lykettes back in the under the mistletoe, and I'll be working out some potential Christmas bonuses. Just a little inappropriate company humor there.
Right.
Anyway, it's been a great year.
Just inappropriate. Let's leave
for
humor
many of
up
us,
to
except for Brian
judges.
Whitman.
What?
But I think that
except
now, looking back on 07, I think back to the great times we had with Adam Carolla and The Morning Show, Danny Bonaducci,
did you catch that
Risa Strasser,
Jesus Christ.
Big Tad. Oh, no, he's no longer with the station. Another quick shot. Here we go.
Why did he attack me like that? Well, he's a good year for everybody except Brian.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
It's the way I like it.
Hey, tell him to stop doing that.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, obviously an amazing year. They finished their seventh season on our station with a big, I remember the broadcast they had there in Long Beach, although I really don't remember it. That was excellent. I think in the case of Tom Likas, you got to consider this a banner year. Anytime, Brian Whitman can urinate on Tom's front doorstep, that's a home run. So let's have a toast to Brian Whitman urinating on Tom Likas' front door.
I didn't do that. I did not do that.
Oh, Jesus. It dripped. Hold on.
You're a mess. You're a mess.
And then, of course, lastly and most fondly, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman.
Thank you.
And the whole cast of the Conway and Whitman show, as well as the John and Jeff show. I just want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Happy Kronika. Sam Phillips and I will also be out back. We'll be rolling blunts and sharing those with the staff, unless that's also a violation of company policy. And if it is, then I'm out of this place. Anyway, Merry Christmas, Happy Kronika, and look forward to seeing everyone in 2008. One last tequila shot, and I'm out the door.
All right, there he goes. What does that mean, Happy Kronika? Like weed?
Oh,
dude.
Yeah, it's making a mess.
Jack!
He's got to stop doing that.
If somebody falls in that, this is actually what
Harris.
I should do. I should go take a roll in that and
Harris, can you get one? one of the street tamers to clean that up? Yeah, get Mickey.
Yeah, get somebody to do it.
Yeah.
Everyone's just standing there. Don't walk in it. Idiot.
Hey, guys.
Jesus Christ.
John and Jeff want to do another song for you guys. I'll introduce.
Wait, hold on. No,
Randy?
No,
give me the mic. Give me the mic. God damn it. Tim, Brian, we got to do another song for you guys.
All right, here we go.
Last song of John and Jeff.
This is a great song. I wrote it myself, produced by Johnny B, rocking your box tonight.
All right.
It is the greatest song you've ever heard. It's called John's Winter Asian Wonderland.
All right.
In Phuket, are you listening?
Oh, wow.
Lots of hot Asian women. Just check the plumbing before you're humping when you're banging Asian women in Thailand, Jeff. Did you like that?
Thanks, dude.
Good job.
Give me the mic back, ass.
Here comes Santa Claus, everybody.
All right. There he is.
I'm going to go over to him right now.
There he comes, Santa Claus.
Tommy, man.
All right. Everybody be good now.
All right.
He's been very busy out there, kind of mingling with everyone and enjoying
some libations.
Did you guys see all the gifts he brought for the kids?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Some of you have been very naughty, and some of you have been very, very nice. And you've been very, very nice.
Thank you.
So, Santa wants to give you one of these plastic snow globes.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh. Is that for me?
I bought it myself. Here you go.
Right, there he goes.
There he is.
Who wants the snow globe? I really don't want it.
I don't want it. Is that, give it to the tall guy right there on your left.
Yeah.
The other guy right there. That's Eric Hassler from the Regular Guys.
Oh, give him the snow. Isn't that Larry Wax?
No, Larry's not here.
Larry's not here.
They don't hang together.
This is Eric.
It's a guy in the street team.
Who's this guy?
Hey, hold on one sec. Can you answer me a question and maybe tell us on the air who did this?
Yeah.
Why are they painting the halls during the party? Who scheduled that?
I have no idea.
There's five guys out there painting the halls while the party's going on.
Well, they've been trying to redecorate, ever since the flooding, and I don't know.
All right.
I think it was Ron Oskarsgård's decision,
right,
probably.
Right there, the guy with the hat on. That's Eric Hessler.
All right, who is this guy?
Eric Hessler. He's with the Regular Guys.
Is that a radio show?
Used to be the Regular Guys.
Yes, here you go, buddy.
Right. Hey, happy holidays.
Hey,
it's great to be here. Good to see you again, Conway.
I don't
know who that guy is next to you.
Yeah.
You look great. You're doing well.
Thanks, dude.
You don't really answer my calls anymore, so you probably don't know that I've been bagging groceries at Vons for the last 10 years, and I'm happy for your success.
Thank you.
I don't feel bad about you stabbing. Well, I do, actually. I mean, I do think that I'm really... It's pretty obvious that I'm a lot more talented than you are. You got a cushy job, and you're on the air every day, and I can hear you as I take the bags
off
out to cars, and I think to myself, that mother doesn't deserve it.
Easy, guys. Easy.
But happy holidays, and I hope you burn in hell.
Wow.
All right. I'm going to go back over to Lycus' table.
He's not pissed anymore.
Go back over to Santa Claus.
Did you see all the gifts he got?
Yep. Oh, here he comes.
Hi, Santa. Isn't it nice to see all the happy faces on everybody, my little elf?
Tommy. Jesus.
Your daughter is his elf. Now, did you okay that with Jennifer?
Yeah. As long as he talked to her.
She said she could be over there.
As long as nobody carries her around, because everybody here, nobody at this effing station believes in flu shots or any kind of inoculations.
Right, but he's carrying her around all night.
All of you heathens that I work with, and I'm including you, Whitman.
Me?
I'm including you, Randy Wang, Gina Grad, and Jerry Wachowski. Heathens, 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 who are soulless human beings as you walk around getting everybody on the planet sick as hell with your flu because you won't take a flu shot. You are the devil's children, the four of you.
Merry Christmas, Tim.
And I hope if I get the flu, I hope you burn in hell. I mean, it's just a flu shot.
Merry Christmas, dude.
Hey, I'm over at the bullpen. All the sales guys were doing shots out here.
Who's there?
You guys know Mike, right?
Yeah,
he's new.
Give him the microphone.
Here you go.
Hi,
hey,
Mike.
Dudes, what's
hey,
up?
Dude.
It's Mike from sales.
What up, man?
I just want to say I love your show. You're a couple of dudes I admire. And, I've been going to Barney's Beanery, all the places you talk about, because, if you didn't, you're just a fool.
Right.
If you don't follow your guys' advice, you're just a fool. I love the Conway 101 and everything. I use it on my chicks all the time.
It's like us 101.
I got some chicks coming over like right now. I got to split, but I'll talk to you guys later, all right?
All right, dude. See you, dude.
Later, guys.
There he goes.
Hey, who's that?
I don't think that he's closed an account, that dude.
No, he's an idiot.
All right, you guys know the new guy, right, Scott?
Yeah, yeah. He's a cool guy.
He's not bad.
All right, he's brand new here.
What's up, Scotty? What's up, dude?
I'm Scott Beaverwood, a new account exec here at 97.1 KLSX.
Right.
Glad to be here. Glad to finally meet you. I'm really happy to be a part of the station. New to the area. Really, really happy about the classic rock format. I think it's going
to
be big hit for the station. And
it's FM.
You know, Jim Ladd, I've always been a huge fan of
here
his,
anymore.
So, you know, just want to say I'm really looking forward to being able to sell live broadcasts at a bake sale at my church. Coming up here in the next few Sundays.
What in the world?
Happy holidays to my non-Christian fans. And, you know, on behalf of the sales staff, I'd just like to say, let's keep the Christ in Christmas this holiday season.
Right. Get out of here, you.
Thanks, buddy.
You're a lunatic, dude.
No, we get it. What a downer.
Scott Beaverwood? Who hired him?
I don't know.
Remember when we did the segment with Tracy? He's one of the new guys.
Oh, God, who called in and said, I want a job there?
He used to work at Christian Radio.
Yeah, he thinks he's still there. He doesn't know what station he's on. Jim Ladd is not on this station.
All right, is she ready? Hey, guys, Gina's sobered up a little bit. She wants to sing another song for you guys.
All right.
Is she ready? All right, get the mics on. Can you guys hear
this
the stage?
This is Gina Grad, everybody.
Checked with Kaiser, checked with Health Net. Check Blue Cross and Blue Shield. In the air, there's no feeling of coverage. You have backaches and depression. You're too fat to insure. And on every street corner, I hear broken bones. Kidney stones. You better hope you don't get one. Chicken pox. Burning box. Soon it'll be too much to pay.
Scott and sales being funny. Wait, turn the microphone on. Lycus is doing that again?
Yeah. Here, let me get
Christmas
over to Tom's
Carol?
Table.
Oh, yeah, he's got the bells and everything. And your daughter. Seems you put on a little weight since last year.
All right. Thank you very much.
But that's okay because you've been a good, good girl. Almost too good. This is for you from Lycus Claws. It's a bag of sporks. And you can get them at the 99-cent store. You, of course, don't have to because Lycus Claws is giving it to you.
What are you buying her? You gave her
sporks.
Don't you get it, darling? It's a fork and a spoon. It's a spork. It's the greatest invention possibly ever.
Great material.
Merry Christmas. Oh, boy.
There he goes.
He went to that table and gave that woman, she's in sales.
He's a bag of them.
Sporks?
Yeah. It's really weird tonight.
Did he buy all that stuff?
No, he got it from the kitchen. It's too cheap to buy anybody gifts. He got it from the kitchen. All right, we continue here with the Christmas party. It is 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. In the last hour, as people are filtering out of here, we're going to exchange Christmas gifts. And so you want to stay tuned for that. That'll always be a fun time. And we have some giveaways here that we got to give away while the party's going on. These are the people who sponsored this party, so
yes.
I'd like to thank them. The first caller right now, 520-9710, you're going to get a wealthy boy who stole a car, an inner-city tough guy who was arrested in the Watts riots, and a San Francisco runaway flower child come together in the Mod Squad.
Yes.
So the Mod Squad.
Are
but
you
it's
serious?
The Mod Squad. Serious, Dougie. From Paramount Home Entertainment, and they have a big poster of it here at the party, celebrating the Mod Squad.
Right.
So we have to give them thanks for that.
Yes, we do.
They also supplied the stage. I got to say that.
The stage looks good, by the way.
Stage, the speakers, and the tech guys.
Did they clear the broken glass off the stage from Jack's speech?
Hey, guys, it's cleaned up.
All right, also, we have another giveaway here from Tommy Lasorda. I live for this, the unforgettable story about baseball's true believer, his the last true believer, Tommy Effin Lasorda, man. And it's all told by award-winning sports writer Bill Plaschke. Plaschke is his name.
Yeah, man.
And Lasorda himself available in stores today. And everybody who attends the party gets an autograph book.
Yep.
What's his name again?
Bill Plaschke.
Right.
Yeah. So we'd like to thank the Dodgers and...
the whole organization. What?
All right. 3, 2.
It's available in stores today.
Tequila shots in 3, 2.
Oh, Randy. Geez.
Jesus Christ. Randy's getting hammered out there.
Where's the lemon?
I shouldn't have done that
nut.
One. Frost Daddy and Frank, they're forcing everyone to do shots.
All right. Good luck, everybody. We have another sponsor here. Christ almighty.
Another exciting
sponsor.
Well, so these are giveaways, right?
Yeah, but they put up these big signs. And
I know, but this
everyone's got to take one of those books home. Well, I guess that's pretty valuable.
Yeah, that's
huh?
a nice gift.
Pierce Bronson, Gerald Butler, and Mario Bella Starr in Shattered, coming to DVD. It's a gripping thrill ride when a perfect couple's daughter is kidnapped and a gun-wielding stranger enters their life. Own it on DVD. December 25th.
Whoa, Christmas Day.
Rated R. Why wouldn't it come out December 5th where people can buy it for Christmas? I guess it's coming out initially.
Yes,
right. Who's in that?
Charles Bronson?
Charles Bronson is in it. Gerald Butler and Maria Bello Starr. Oh, I love her. Yeah. Maria Bello Starr.
She's freaking hot.
Yeah, dude. She's unbelievable.
She is looking good these days.
And she's naked in just about every movie she's in.
It's rated R.
That's right, Jerry.
And then there's a big picture of her. That's her right behind you. Maria Bello Starr. All right, the whole party is sponsored. I would also like to thank... we'll talk about them later, but more sponsors. Everything is sponsored. Every shirt is sponsored. The cups.
Is KLSX.
Yes,
it's
sir.
All sponsored.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, what do you got out there?
Jeff's jumping up and down. Should I go put him on the mic?
No.
hold on.
No.
He's really excited. Hey.
No. Don't put him on the mic.
Kim Bryant.
No.
I got a great song for
Shut
you. I'm going to go
off.
Up on the stage.
Shut his mic
party
off.
Party people, unite. You got to get
it
on the...
All right. This is the Christmas party going on, everybody. And Jeff is too bombed to continue with. He's a nut.
By the way, we are waiting. I don't know when he's going to get here, but sometime before 11, the I-Man is supposed to come.
Yes.
But I don't know exactly his arrival time.
Donnie Imus, man.
And Lycus Claus appears to still be into it. He is not tired. He's still bouncing around out there with your daughter, Sophia, calling her his elf. Bouncing around from table to table, giving away things out of that big red bag he has.
All right, gang, it is the Christmas party at KLSX 97.1 Free FM.
And now, another warm and fuzzy holiday moment with Doug Steckler.
You mother effer, shut the F up! You want an answer? You want an effing answer? You want a goddamn cut down there? You mother effing! See? I'll come down there, shut the F up!
Hey, Dougie, please.
I was asked a question!
It's a Christmas
you
party.
Answer? You want to shut the F up?
Dougie.
Shut the F up! You effing turd!
Hey, take the mic from him.
You shut the F up! Shut the F up!
Take the microphone from him. Wow. All right. Joining another holiday.
Merry Christmas, Tim.
Yeah, thank you. Same to you. We also have gifts that we've gotten each other. And, that really kicks in.
It does. Yeah, it does. And doesn't take long, either.
At the next break?
Yeah.
We're going to... No, at 10. 10?
Are you drunk now?
No buzz. At 10 o'clock, we're going to exchange...
All right, you're drunk, dude.
No. At 10 o'clock, we'll give gifts to each other.
Easier to say than exchange.
Exchange. Right.
You're bombed, dude.
All right. Now, I have a little pop out there. My pals from the LAPD are here, all bombed, showing their guns to everybody. And It's pretty cool.
And everybody's still having a good time out there. Are they moving on to dessert? They're having cake and coffee now?
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, about to puke.
Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever. Gina's making an effing fool out of herself. She's a fool. She's a fool's fool out there.
Gina's running around like crazy. She's bomb.
Hey, guys, she's shown her breasts to almost everybody in this party.
I know. And she's walking around with bare feet on. They're all filthy now.
And she keeps playing, like, whenever we play that Britney Spears thing, she keeps saying to everybody, that's me doing Britney Spears. That's me doing Gwen Stefani. That's me. That's me. That's me. And she's talking to Sam Phillips about, like, how hard it is for women in show business.
You know what I heard her out there? She was talking to Sam Phillips. I swear to you, this is true. Gina Grad was talking to Sam Phillips and says, who did your headshot? How do I get, like, a jock card?
Oh, God.
So I can give it out and sign
at events and stuff.
She really, she gets some booze in her. There's a lot of confidence that comes out.
Yes, well, it's not
a lot
there.
Of me.
Sober, she doesn't have that confidence.
No, and when she's sober, she's like, you know, she's like a normal chick, but man, she gets a couple drinks in her. It's like, look at me. Look at me. Jesus Christ.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I think they're ready now. If you see on the stage, Adam Makadosius and all the street team, they're going to do a rap for us. You guys ready for it?
All right. Yeah. All right. These are all the guys on the street squad. They go out to all these events and help us out. And they wrote this for the show?
Yeah, it's real great. I heard them practicing in the garage while we were getting stoned. It's awesome.
Hit it, boys.
Yeah. 97.1 Street Team. I don't know if y'all are ready for this holiday cheer. Merry Chronica from the brand ambassador. Adam Makadosius here, have a sticker. Been with 97.1 for too many years. It's about time they give me holiday cheer. I'ma have some fun with this, so I'ma use some of the street teamers. Let's do this in alphabetical order. That means Albert, you go first.
Feliz Navidad and Merry Christmas. I hope you get what's on your wish list. Bust out the chorchata and the champorado. A former
Tell Gina to get off the stage.
On the scene. Hanging
Gina.
Up batters make you wanna scream.
Street team star.
Oh, Albert, you're Gina. So sweet. Ladies and gents, you can see him on the streets. Now let me pass the mic to Doug. Super Salvadorian stud.
Pupusas, enchiladas, and or
tamales.
Endless supply of them during the holidays. Come through Redondo and Venice. Doug Flow is the name I'm trying to move up the corporate chain. If you find me in my vehicle or in the van, in the cubicle. If you want to buy an ad, hit me up.
I'm the man. Who's the man?
I'm the man.
Shazam, man.
You're the man.
All right, Doug, that was nice and sweet. Give me something to eat. Next up, we got the OG Mexican, Manny Blunts. What you gotta tell these free FM fans?
97.1, al despertar con desayuno, repartiendo camisetas y muchas otras sorpresas.
¿Qué?
Soy su amigo Manny Blunts, cantando esta melodía.
¿Qué?
Repartiendo alegría.
Get off the mic, Gina!
Feliz Navidad,
so
I think that's what he said. But hey, I need a translator instead.
Gina, get off the
it's
stage,
Adam Makadosius, aka Adam Ill. Let me tell y'all something that's for real. Been with the station for way too long. It's about time I give y'all a Christmas song. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad. Don't forget about the Islamic brothers. Happy Kwanzaa or Kwanzaa. Hey, Street
You're
team,
distracting
help me out with
Adam
this.
Off the stage.
Gina!
Come on, Gina, stop
Kwanzaa.
It.
Christmas Kwanzaa.
You're driving.
Merry Christmas!
All right.
Christmas! All right. Hey,
guys, should
hey,
I go lock
hey,
her
hey.
In the van?
No, but just tell her to mellow out. I mean, it's she's running around like it's her sweet 16 or something.
Can you imagine how she was? Remember she told us on the air earlier this year about the night she did acid? Can you imagine what she was like that night?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you just see her here bombed after drinking with the Frank Army.
Yeah. She's
oh,
on her-
my God. Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who are you?
That's Frank, Frank's Army. All right, folks, this is the Christmas show at 971freefm.com as well. A couple of guys from the website are here. And who else is in sales? Joey out there?
Jim's out here. You want to talk to Jim?
Why is she yelling out there?
She's yelling Frank Army. I don't know. She's been doing it all night.
Yeah.
All right, here's Jim from sales. You guys know him, right?
Yeah, Jim. Yeah, put him on.
Hey guys,
Jim.
It's a great party.
Thanks, man.
I just really wish
I can actually enjoy it. Sales are actually really, really bad. And I just can't even get into the party spirit. I'm willing to do anything and everything to get some business right now. Just anything.
Dude,
and
your
I
mic's
do
on.
Mean
everybody
anything.
Else is doing well. Why can't this guy sell anything?
All right, here's Joey. You guys know Joey, right?
Joey in sales?
Yeah.
I feel bad for Jim. I Lycus Claws should give Jim something.
Yeah.
I'll bring him over there. Here's Joey.
All right,
hey,
Joey.
Hey, Tim, what's
hey,
up,
what's
buddy?
Up? Good nice to see you,
this is
man.
A great party,
thanks,
man.
Buddy.
Having such a good time.
Thanks,
man. Drinks
dude.
Are falling. Got
Jeez.
Some good-looking
thanks,
ladies.
Dude.
Man, I'm telling you, sales. Oh, my goodness. This year's is horrible. I mean, man, if you know anybody that can help me out, I could use anything. Just anything.
Right.
Just let me know, man. I'll do whatever. Whatever it takes.
Not like Jim. Oh, Jesus. What did she just say?
You got to pay for that?
You
got to pay for that. Yeah, I don't know who,
wow.
she's talking to or what in the world is going on, but the repeated chance of Frank Army. And by the way, Frank's getting ready to leave. I hope somebody, I think Heidi's
going to. He's not driving home.
Yeah.
It was that absinthe. She drank like half that effing bottle.
She's right. Chasing him, all going, right. Frank Army, and he's trying to get out of here. Right.
I'm going to go back over to Lycus's table. Let's see what's going on over there. Hey, Tom.
Tommy.
Oh, boy. Merry Christmas
thank
from Lycus
you,
Claws. Let me reach into my sack and see what I have for you.
All right.
Oh, look at this. It's a goldfish in a plastic bag filled with water.
Oh, don't take
His
that.
His name is King Solomon. I already named him. Here you go for being a good boy this year. But you better leave the party and get home quick before he dies.
Randy, he wants you to have this.
Thanks, buddy.
You better get him home and put him in a giant bowl, okay? There you go. Bye-bye. Oh, boy.
Who brings pets and gives pets away?
I don't know, but I don't like that he had that fish in that plastic bag in that red bag.
Don't touch that, yeah. Sophia.
I'm going to go put it in the bathroom.
Hey, tell my daughter not to touch that.
Don't flush it.
Sophia?
Let it swim.
Sophia!
Don't yell at her. Just tell her.
What are you, European?
Jesus Christ.
Sophia!
Listen, she can now say, dump that bitch.
Oh, that's
all
sweet.
Right.
That's sweet.
Merry
Tim,
Christmas. Did you teach her that or did Tom teach her that?
A little both. We sort of ganged up and made
she's
it
climbing
a
up on the goddamn stage again. Gina! Gina wants to sing another goddamn song.
All right, but last one. This is not a Gina Christmas. It's not right. Gina.
Should Brian Whitman name that tune with an ounce of sportsmanship? Pigs would sprout wings, hell would turn cold, and all our mouths would zip. Be sure.
Gina, Frank Army all night, man.
Oh, my God.
Bombed. All right, we got to give away another gift here. Tom in L.A., you're going to discover the beginning of the legend of King Arthur with the epic action adventure, The Last Legion on DVD. And everybody at the party is going to get one tonight. Congratulations, everybody. From Genius Products and the Weinstein Company, how's that for a great Hanukkah send-off?
That is a very nice gift. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everyone. From all of us at 97.1 Free FM.
Right, and you'll get one of those in your grab bag. And Nathan at LAX is going to get director Rob Zombie's reimagination of the original slasher film, Halloween. Returns as a two-disc, unrated director's cut.
It's a great movie. I saw it.
You saw it?
I saw it.
DVD from Genius Products, the Weinstein Company. Get your copy and make somebody's holiday season tonight. And everybody gets Halloween.
Yeah.
Everybody tonight here gets a Halloween DVD.
Sophia!
Yeah.
Sophia!
Oh, Randy, what is that?
Where is your wife?
Where's the emphasis?
She's walking around unattended.
Putting on that name. Why is he saying her name like
What's
that?
What's on her knee?
Sophia!
Wipe her knee off. What is that? It's not blood, is it?
I don't think so.
Well, no, I think it's a part of the red bag that Lycus Claws is carrying around that rubbed off
on her. I'm
going to
go carry her over back to
Tom. It's that goddamn candy cane. Take that candy cane away from
Sophia!
Her.
Sophia!
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show live at the KLSX 97.1 Christmas Party. It's happening now, going on till 11 o'clock tonight, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Come here, baby. Come here, baby.
Tammy Phillips, man.
Look at him, man.
And now, Conway and Whitman Holiday Theater presents A Lycus Carol, starring, well, you know.
Spirit, where are you taking me?
To a time that used to be.
I don't care if you're going to vote for Ronald Reagan. I'm not, okay? Thank you. Wow, that mullet looked good.
Tom, let me see you in my office. And bring your headphones.
What? I'm being fired? But I was so smart, dear.
No ratings in political talk. Let us move on to the present day.
Okay, boys. Political talk is out. We need a new angle. Don't just stand there. Gary, get me that dictionary.
Yes, boss.
Ah, misogyny. Boys, the gravy train just pulled in.
Boss, what's misogyny?
Shut up, Dino.
Sorry, boss.
That was the best decision of my career. Oh, yes.
Or was it, Tom? Let us go forward.
The future's so bright, that's why I always wear shades.
I thought it was conjunctivitis.
No, it isn't. It's allergies. And I'm seeing an allergist. All right, darling.
To the future.
We're the radio talk show that is not hosted by a postmenopausal doctor or a convicted phallus mutilator, no!
What the hell is this?
This show is about getting a man's money.
That's not me.
Yes, it is.
Three words, girls. Get his sperm.
But how?
Something we in the spirit world call karma.
But wait, I have a huge rack, and I wonder if I ever sign my own.
Oh, forget it. You are hopeless. Back to bed with you.
Ooh-wee. Oh, wow. What a nightmare. I was a bitch with huge cans. Spirit, I'm going to change. No more dump that bitch. From now on, it's f*** that bitch. Sign my rack. Nothing like that there.
Enjoyed that Christmas Carol.
Yeah, that was sweet. That was a twist on an old favorite.
All right, the party is it's not winding down a little, but everyone's going out to the parking lot to smoke weed.
Have you had some of that Sam's Purple Dragon?
I have not. Have you?
You know, Sam has her own brand of weed called Sam's Monkey.
That's when you know you're probably into it a little too heavily, huh?
When you have your own brand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that.
You know, I asked her once if she gets paranoid off a pot. She screamed at me for an hour.
Is that right?
Do you remember that? Do you remember that, Sammy?
And then she plotted to tell me how everyone's against her.
Hey,
John and Jeff are on the stage. They got another song.
All right, let's hear
this. This is Jeff singing something.
All right, John and Jeff.
Oh, come, party people. Listen to the third shift. We rock the third shift all night long. Oh, come, party people.
I can't
you
say
that. Know you want to call in.
God
so
damn it, Jeff. Get off the mic.
A cup of coffee.
That's it.
And
that's it. I'm taking this
on
over.
On live party people.
I'm taking this over, Jeff. You don't know how to sing a goddamn Christmas song. Here we go.
Is that fish and chips?
Prime rib roasting on an open fire.
Brought fish and chips. It's pretty good.
It's weird.
From Plan B in West L.A.
Oh. John's getting very melancholy now.
Go there for the strippers. Stay there for the steak. Head to Plan B to...
All right. Way to kill a party.
All right, John, get these two out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, please get them out of here.
All right, I'm going to go back over to sales.
Yeah, please.
Have you guys met Sam?
Go up to, yeah.
Hey, Tim, how you doing? Oh, this is such a fantastic party. I'm having so much fun. Did you see all the people over there? Look at him. I just cannot believe
John
that he's with her.
Jeff?
That's disgusting. Look at what she's wearing.
Hey.
Sales are pretty bad right now for me.
I
just need some business. I'll do anything. Please, please.
At?
Anything,
yelling at John
anything,
and Jeff.
Anything, just
who's
anything.
Who's the sales
just
guy? Who is
some
have
business,
her come in here
please.
Who has the vocal degree?
I'm
going to
go grab Gina
degree.
For you guys.
Yeah, what's going on with
I
her?
I have a vocal degree.
She's yelling at you, arguing with
I
John.
I have a vocal degree? Oh, yeah. My gosh.
She's actually arguing with John Boyle.
Well, she said because...
Tell her to come in here.
Get off the stage. I have a vocal degree.
No, John, I'm just going to bring her in here. You're not coming in here.
And he doesn't. Hey, dude, what's wrong with
Gina,
you?
Gina, what is up here? What is going on, Gina?
I have a vocal degree.
I know, but why can't he sing up there? It's a party, man.
Well,
God damn it, Gina.
I think you can probably hear for yourself why John can't sing.
I have a beautiful singing voice.
I have a vocal degree.
What does that mean, you got a vocal degree?
Oh, she's crying.
What is that?
This isn't the Gina show. It's the John and Chip show.
You have a graduate certificate in singing? Or what's going on with you?
I have a vocal degree.
All right. What?
You carry it with you?
Oh, my God.
Are you insane?
Like,
is this a copy of it?
Don't rip it!
I'm not ripping it. I'm just looking at it, dude.
We thought Woolsey was like crazy. When Woolsey left and Gina arrived, we thought, oh, this will be normal, like have a normal chick.
I have
Gina,
a vocal
you're,
degree.
I know you have a vocal degree, but baby, you're crazy.
Ugh. This chick's crazier than Woolsey.
Yeah,
Sophia!
She's over
don't
at
yell
Tom's
at her.
Table again.
She's trying to fall asleep, dude. Leave her alone.
Frank, come here!
Oh, come on with the Frank army.
Gina.
Frank army!
Gina,
we're
going
to go to the van, Gina.
Here's your degree. Just like, yeah, relax, baby. It's a party.
I'm going to take her over to the van.
All right. Wait,
Gina, here's your degree.
Hey.
It wasn't your degree. It wasn't your degree. It wasn't your degree. It wasn't your degree. It was not your degree.
No more booze, Gina.
Oh, that's so classy.
It
she thought
even,
it was.
I know. It was a piece of paper.
Look at that. She brought a goddamn degree with her. A vocal degree.
Vocal degree. And she's yelling at him. Who has a vocal degree?
What a strange spirit.
When I took her to the Christmas party a couple weeks ago at the Key Club.
How are you?
She mentioned that the entire way there and back.
I got the vocal degree. I think she gets like that. When she drinks, she gets loud and all about me, me, me.
And then we were playing some Kiss music on the way back. She had to sing every single song. I don't want to hear her. I want to hear Kiss.
Yes, Randy.
Yes, Randy. You know it.
All right, Ken. We got to take a break. What do they want to put on? What are they putting up on stage right now?
We're going to play a little. They got the DJ up there right now. He's going to play this brand new Spice Girls song. Have you heard it?
Yes. All right. Here's a Spice Girls Christmas song. And it is the Conway and Whitman show, and we're live at the Christmas party 2007 at 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna, I really, really, really want Dolce & Gabbana. If you wanna be my Santa, give me decent gifts. Now don't be stingy, give me a Christmas lift. Now don't go wasting your time on me with jewelry from Zales. Give me Swarovski. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna, I really, really, really want Oscar de la Renta. If you wanna be my Santa, give presents to my friends. It don't have to be as nice as mine, just a skirt from H&M. If you wanna be my Santa, you gotta have a lot to give. I hope you've been saving all year, cause this is how we live. What you think about that, Claus? You know how I feel. Say.
Hello, may I help you?
Hello, can I ask a few questions about the apartment you have on Park Street?
No, we're playing the Spice Girls.
Oh, he's gone?
Jerry, put the Spice Girls back on!
Hello, my name is Sanjay Kumar.
We're playing Spice.
No,
we're Gina.
Spice Girls,
not available, but I just now saw it in the paper.
We're playing Spots, Gina.
Spice Girls!
Ah, my name is
we'll play the rest of it when we come back. Shut her mic off.
Gina, I have your vocal degree.
You're a nut.
Oh,
get out of here.
About the apartment for rent on Park Street, is that still available?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, really? I'd love to make an appointment.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, Call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing, it's not an option, it's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.